VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz. The former chairman of the presidential campaign for Donald Trump, Paul Manafort, was found guilty of 8 financial crimes on Tuesday. The jury was unable to agree on 10 other counts. It returned its decision after deliberating 4 days on the charges of tax evasion and bank fraud. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the verdict marks the first trial win for the special counsel's team.
Manafort was the first American charged in the special counsel's investigation to opt for a trial instead of cooperating. Despite months of partisan attacks, many from the president himself, the verdict shows Bob Mueller's team can convince a jury of its integrity. It also raises questions about whether the president will seek to pardon Manafort.
Manafort decided not to put on any witnesses or testify himself in this trial. His attorney said he made the decision because he believed the government had not met its burden of proof. Mr. Trump's former lawyer has now pleaded guilty in a scheme to pay hush money before the presidential election. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's former personal lawyer and longtime fixer, pleaded guilty to charges that included campaign finance fraud. The accusation stemmed from Cohen's role in the payment of hush money shortly before the 2016 election to porn star Stormy Daniels and Playboy playmate Karen McDougal, both of whom reported sexual affairs with Trump. Cohen agreed not to contest any prison term between 45 and 63 months. The case pulls back the curtain on his relationship and falling out with Trump, whom Cohen once said he'd take a bullet for. Warren Levinson, New York.
The plea bargain could increase legal risks for the president because it raises the possibility that Cohen will provide information to the special counsel in his investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election. This is VOA News.